After months of strong jobs growth, the U.S. Labor Department reported this morning that employers added just 20,000 jobs in February. Economists had been expecting 180,000 new jobs, so this is a big miss. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, for more on this. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
Is the U.S. economy beginning to slow down?
Well, it's certainly slowing down compared to what was very strong growth last year amid the tax cuts that were passed. And I think the big question economists have right now is this first quarter slowdown that we're seeing just a temporary thing? Is it a result of a really nasty winter and the government shutdown and all the trade uncertainty? Or is it really a sign of something else and that, you know, we'll continue to slow down? And it's kind of open for debate. It's an open question that really only time will tell what the answer to that question is.
But if we look at the beginning of the year, January's report was strong, more than 300,000 new jobs. What happened in February that it sank to 20,000?
Well, one of the really noticeably weak spots was construction. Employment actually dropped by 31,000 jobs in February in the construction industry. And a lot of economists will, you know, be happy to explain that away by the harsh weather. But the softness in the jobs report is pretty broad-based. It can't really just be written off due to the weather. You know, there's also obviously the lingering effects of the government shutdown. And there was all that financial market volatility and losses in the stock market, particularly at the end of the year, that may have really influenced employers and sort of had a delayed effect in February is what many economists are theorizing right now, that that stock market swoon made a lot of companies nervous and they might have held off on some hiring decisions as a result.
Well, nobody wants to get too bent out of shape about 1 month of slower growth. But what about the international effect? We know that China and other economies are slowing down. So could those winds be blowing in our direction?
It's you're absolutely correct. It's a big concern, especially you look at the European Central Bank yesterday, pretty drastically reduced their forecasts for economic growth in that area this year. So it's certainly a cause for concern. I'm not sure a straight line can be drawn from the international weakness to these numbers just yet, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on going forward and sort of something to worry about if you're looking for something to worry about.
Why not? How about something not to worry about? Any bright spots in the jobs report today?
Yeah, there were a few pretty good bright spots. I mean, one was wage growth. Average hourly earnings rose a little bit more than economists had expected at about 3.4% year over year. And that's actually the best growth in wages in almost 10 years. And that unemployment rate did tick down again to 3.8%. So almost the lowest unemployment rate that we've seen since the 1960s. So it's not a terrible report from those perspectives.
Quick takeaway from you?
I think you hit the nail on the head. You can't make too much out of 1 month. These figures can bounce around a lot, but it's certainly something to bear watching and sort of wonder about going forward.
And we'll be asking you to do just that. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.